Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life, as we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter, 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Andrea Ferrier in with us each week to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Andrea, welcome in.
Thank you so much. It's always good to be here.
And some things still going on here at the shelter. We don't have much to talk about in the dog department. Actually, nothing here today, but there's still some things going on with the cats.
Yeah, we're very, very grateful that we don't have dogs in. It means people are keeping their dogs confined and doing a good job taking care of them. So we want to thank people for that. We do have some cats to talk about, though. Actually, we have great news. I know we've been talking for weeks about the kittens. And we do still have one set of kittens that was born at the shelter that'll be available for adoption in a few weeks. And we had four new kittens that came in also. Seems like it's been the summer for kittens. But the one set that we had, the black and white ones, they have all been adopted. So that's a really, really wonderful accomplishment. We have to thank people for coming in and taking those kittens to give them good homes. But that also means now that Mama is available for adoption. And it's kind of funny to see her personality come forth in the last several weeks. Now that she's alone and doesn't have any kittens, boy, she is so affectionate and really, really sweet. Yeah. She's kind of a goofball too. So she'll actually get in the corner and flip over and like do a whole flip trying to get you to come pet her.
Oh,
so
nice.
She's very, very sweet. So if you're looking for young female cat, she's black and white, really pretty, very well behaved, and kind of a goofball, which great personality. So that's Mama. We also then have another new cat. This is a male striped cat. He's got white paws and a white belly, big green eyes, and he's really clean and tidy. He's one of those cats who will live with you and not demand much of you, but be there when you need him. So that's a good one to have. And then we have two young-ish kittens. They're in the 3 to 4 months range. They're both orange. One's an orange and white female, and one's an orange male. The orange and white female, she's super playful. I mean, as funny as a kitten gets, this cat has got that much personality. And the other one is a little more of a snuggler. You know, a little more laid back. Mm, so it's fun to see their personalities come through as we get to know them. But we'd also really love someone else to get to see their personality instead of just us every week.
Exactly. And that's great that you've been able to adopt that many cats here recently. You know, you get sometimes, I think, to those numbers points and you're thinking, geez, how are we going to get all these kittens adopted out? But people are responding well.
Absolutely. We just have to really thank the listeners, thank the radio station, thank those in the community who have come out and adopted them. We couldn't do it without your help, and we really appreciate it. And I know the cats do too.
They sure do. And if you're going to stop down and see some of the current cats that are available at the shelter, where do they need to go?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town. The animal shelter is right there with the wastewater treatment plant.
And their afternoon hours are convenient for you. They're open then Monday through Friday and Saturdays.
Absolutely. Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturday mornings from 8 to noon. And we hope that that's a time period that people could get on in and see these funny little cats. I mean, they're great personalities. So,
and you can always call 243-2287 is a telephone number if you want more information. And you can check it out online as well. Go to petfinder.com and search for them there. Or you can also go to Facebook and search for the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Like their page there, and oftentimes we get a lot of good connections with folks on there as well. Good place to ask some questions and then get reconnected in case maybe you lost a pet also.
Join the conversation.
There you go.
Absolutely.
And a little awareness we want to throw out to people today as well.
Yeah, September, every month is, you know, awareness of something or other month. It just happens that September is also Puppy Mill Awareness Month. And we just want to put that out there because Iowa actually has been growing in the number of puppy mills. And so a lot of statistics point to it as the state with the second most puppy mills in the nation. Mm. So that's happening all around us. And, you know, we just want to point out to people that chances are the healthiest, happiest, best behaved animals you're going to be able to get are going to come from a shelter rather than a puppy mill. And we really want to encourage people, believe it or not, there are kitty mills too. So rather than adopting or buying an animal from a puppy mill or a kitty mill, we really encourage people to come down to the shelter and give these animals a home instead.
All right. So we encourage you to stop on down to the shelter. And Andrea, we thank you for providing the information again this week.
Thanks so much. And when you go to the shelter, make sure to tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That'll do it for Leash on Life.